We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is a Locker Room Production.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to our Spotify Green Room Live Room show. I am your host, Tyler, and you know what? I'm going to do something very risky. Time to introduce my co-host, Malcolm Hart. Malcolm, I wanted you to do your WWE entrance. Let's hear it.
Finally, Mr. Hart has came back to Spotify Green Room.
Beautiful. I'm here. Absolutely beautiful. But it's not just me and Malcolm. I'm not going to do something as special because Pierre doesn't have a special entrance. But Pierre, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. What's going on, guys?
Not much. Not much. Watching the Home Run Derby as we are currently doing this. Shohei Ohtani just currently got knocked out. And, you know, now we're here on Spotify Green Room. And I saw some good news this morning. Some very good news relating to the Detroit Lions. And I want to talk about it on this episode. So the Detroit Lions today announced that Ford Field plans to be full capacity for the Detroit Lions season, and that mask and a vaccine are also not required to attend a Lions game this year. And I think that's very exciting. And it feels like we're, you know, obviously, you know, getting back to more normalcy. And it's kind of felt like that for like the last couple more months. And, you know, I think with the Lions announcing this down in the fall that they plan to have a full capacity stadium with no mask and, you know, really no restrictions. I think that's really exciting because, you know, we're such in a different place than we were last year. And now, I mean, we could start planning to go to games again and not, you know, planning to go to different stadiums like, oh, does this stadium have 25% capacity or does this stadium have there or are they not having fans? I think it's kind of cool now where we could kind of plan our, you know, our football schedule around our like normal life. And, you know, it's like, you know, the Lions are playing the Niners week one and now you don't have to worry about any restrictions or, you know, how many fans are they going to allow? Or are they not going to allow fans? It's kind of cool now. It's like it's back to what it was before almost. And I think that's really exciting that the Lions are going back to full capacity or at least that's their plan. And it seems like that's something that they're going to try to have, you know, by the preseason and by week one. And again, I think that's super exciting. It was a question mark all offseason. When are we going to get back to full capacity for, you know, Lions games? Are there going to be any like guidelines, any restrictions? Do you have to wear a mask? Do you have to do this? And, you know, they come out today and said, no, it's going to be normal. And they even offered promotion. If you come out early before the game, they're running discounts on beer and hot dogs. So $2 hot dogs. I mean, you can't beat a $2 hot dog at Ford Field. I don't know how good they are. I don't know if I've ever had a hot dog at Ford Field, but a $2 hot dog at Ford Field if you come an hour early. So you get a discount if you come an hour early to Ford Field. No restrictions. So.
Wait, Tyler, I have a question. Do they have an orange juice discount?
I will check for you. No,
you know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, I do. Hopefully, very soon, I won't have to be drinking orange juice anymore when I attend Lions games here. But I got the menu for you right here. So they got hot dogs, $2. This is already, they did it wrong. They have to edit this. They use the word soda. It's the word pop. So pop is $2 there. Cocktails are $3.
And pop?
It's pop.
It's pop, Malcolm.
You call it pop too?
Yes. It's pop.
You call it pop too? You call it pop?
It's not
we're in
soda.
The Midwest, bro. It's not pop. Soda. It's pop.
So y'all call it pop?
Yes. And it's $2 at Ford Field.
Wow, that's beyond me.
Cocktails
the only
thing
I know
three...
that pop is Chris Brown.
Hey, cocktails at Ford Field, $3, guys. I mean, that is not bad. Miller Lite, $3. Bloody Mary's, $5. Like, I mean, these are solid prices for stadium concessions.
Yeah, I don't like Bloody Mary's. Those are gross.
I've never had one. So,
don't. I recommend you don't need to have one.
So, I mean, if you come an hour early to Ford Field, I feel like I'm doing a sales rep for Ford Field. I swear I'm not getting paid for this right now, but you get discounts on your Ford Field meals, and it just feels normal again. But that's enough from me.
Wait, Tyler, I have a question for you regarding – so we don't need a vaccine and you don't need a mask? Like you
no mask,
go.
No vaccine. You could attend Lions games
okay.
just like how it was before this whole shit started.
Hopefully I'll see you guys at Ford Field this year.
Yeah, no, we have big plans. We have big plans for all three of us to attend at least one game this year at Ford Field because the last time we did, it was a good time and it was a good memory. The Lions beat the Chargers week two in the 2019 season, and that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And, you know, my favorite part of the whole thing was, besides the game, was meeting Paul Pasqualoni after somewhat. Do you guys remember that?
Yes. He was driving like... I don't even want to talk about it.
1989. What was it? It was like 1989.
Like a UConn, right? The GMC
was
thing?
Was it a UConn?
It was like a...
It wasn't a classic. It was like it was just an old ass.
It was like a Tahoe or a UConn.
It was just a car that you know your grandma had that she passed it down to the grandson and she just kept getting passed around. It eventually got to Paul Pasqualoni.
like I just remember it was so random. We were just walking around the city of downtown after the Lions game and. We somehow stumbled across like the players' parking lot, I guess, and like the coaches' parking lot, and we just see Paul Pasqualoni roll out, and I thought that was the most legendary moment of the whole game.
Did we first see?
We saw Frank.
We saw Bob Quinn roll out in a.
We
sick
saw Bob
car.
Quinn. He had a navigator. Frank. He had a navigator. The Lincoln navigator.
We saw Frank too, didn't we? I think we saw Ragnar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw.
He had
Frank
like a regular car. Yeah, he had like a. I think it was like a Tahoe or something, like a newer one. I forgot what it was.
But it was just so legendary seeing Paul Pasqualoni. But
I have a picture of that. I have a picture of it.
Yeah, you might have to post that.
Sure we might have to tweet that on the Pride podcast.
I gotta find that photo. Oh, my Lord.
You might have to post that. But what's your guys' thoughts? Obviously, Ford Field opening up to full capacity, and it's a lot more normal, it seems like. So what are you guys thinking about this? Do you think it's the right move?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, the last time I probably went to the Lions game, I believe, was that Chargers game, if I'm not mistaken. So it's been a while since we've been to Ford Field. It's going to be nice seeing some people going to games, kind of like back to normal.
Yeah, no, it's just, I think it's exciting. I mean, I've kind of like already felt that a little bit with like Tiger games, like being able to go back to Tiger games this summer has just been phenomenal and it feels a lot more normal. So like I've kind of got, you know, back to normalcy a little bit with my sports team. So I'm excited to, you know, open it up, you know, later this month with training camp back in Allen Park, and then obviously back in like September and, you know, just in the fall in general when the Lions season starts. So I'm excited, man. What about you, Malcolm? I know you're not from here, but and you went to a game last year. You went to all the way to Jacksonville for a Lions game last year.
Yes, I did. I mean, that's not all the way from me. You know, I'm
It's a couple hours, but yeah. I mean, compare it for someone who actually was at a like a COVID restriction game. How could you compare a COVID restricted game, you know, to a normal full house Ford Field or Hard Rock Stadium, wherever you've gone? You know, how could you compare the two differences?
I mean, of course, you know, the atmosphere, the energy is different. But I don't know how to feel about this right now, because even though, yeah, they're going to open it up for everybody and no mask if you don't want to and full house, I'm still kind of skeptical. I don't want people – I still social distance people. I don't care.
My thing is, Malcolm, like if you don't want to go, stay at home.
No, it's not that. I'm actually, if I do go, I'm actually planning on, I might buy the seat next to me just to have an extra seat and to just give that space, just so I can have that space to, you know, to just have my space. You know, I don't know if I want somebody that close to me right now.
Honestly, because, bro, like there's going to be people behind you, people in front of you. So I don't really think it's a difference.
Yeah, I know. But even when I went to Jacksonville again, there were people behind me, but they did kind of space us out a little bit. But I mean, it's good. It's good. You know, to the point that everything's come back to normal. But last thing, I mean, I don't know, man. For some reason, I feel like, do you feel like they might have like another outbreak if something happens and might shut this shit down?
No. I mean, they've already done baseball games and it's full capacity.
I was going to ask you, how are the baseball games? Are baseball games full capacity?
I mean, yeah, they're full capacity, but like Tiger games don't sell out like that just because the product's not great. But I've been at Comerica Park sitting next to fans that, like, you know, weren't my, like, the fans that, like, weren't the people I came out, you know, I came in with. Like, I've sat next to, like, you know, strangers, I guess you could say, or other fans next to me, like, seat by seat. You know, it wasn't, like, much of a restriction or, like, a 6 feet distance or anything like that. Like, I was sitting right next to them.
I mean, it's not going to stop me from coming to a Lions game. I'm not for sure, but 100%, I'm going to go in there with a mask. I just know I am. But yeah, I'm
definitely
going. Do
whatever you're comfortable with. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, do whatever you feel like. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. The choice is yours.
That's what I think. Because yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there's people who are vaccinated, people who are not vaccinated. Me personally, I am not vaccinated. But that's why I'm just going to wear my mask. I'm just going to wear my mask just to be safe and make sure everybody around me is safe and just call it a day.
Yeah, I mean, it's they recommend it. It's not something that's mandatory. It's recommended, but like, you know, definitely not mandatory. So it's going to be interesting. I love it. I love the decision by the Lions and just, you know, just getting a little sense of normalcy again. And I think it's exciting. So,
yeah, guys, I think week one is going to be sold out.
Yeah, that's the game I'm planning to go to, man. Just because it's been so long versus the Niners.
If there's Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know.
That's week one or is that week two?
Week one. So it's actually like legitimate week one. Like, wait,
Is that September? Is that September 12th?
It's early September. It's early.
Because I know I have a wedding on the 12th. That's why I thought I wasn't gonna be able to go. But
I'll tell you right now what day.
If it's the week before,
it is on the 12th.
Yeah. See, I won't be able to go.
And the Niners are currently favored by 7.5.
Wow. Yeah. No. I'm just excited, man. It's like
Tyler and I also have plans on that day where we're seeing like if we could figure something out. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
So wait, are you guys planning on going still or no?
I am going to go probably.
I am planning to go to this game. I am just excited. Not even that the fans are allowed to be back. Yeah, obviously, that's very exciting as well. But just getting a new era of football. Yeah, like I'm so excited to get like this new era of football going. I want to be there week one. So
yeah,
even if they lose,
I want to be there week one.
I am pissed, man. I want to go to that game so bad. That's a game I don't plan on going to. Then I got hit with this wedding.
Yeah, like even
that's
if they
right. you come down again,
even if they lose this game, it's just a breath of fresh air. You know, it's a new football in Detroit. I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
Malcolm, you know what I recommend? I know it's hard, but if you guys have never been to a Thanksgiving game, you have to try it at least once or twice. There's no way in hell.
There's no way in hell my wife is going to approve me leaving.
How are you Keldean and get out of? How do you go to Thanksgiving Lions games and being Keldean? Oh, in general?
everyone just knows I'm a Lions fan, so.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. They know I'm a Lions fan, too. And, like, they know I don't even like to show up to the freaking Thanksgiving dinner until the Lions game is over. But they still make me go. Like, as a Middle Eastern, I feel like you cannot get out of this stuff. And I know, Eli, you're in this chat right now. If you're listening right now, is there a way you would be able to get out of a Chaldean Thanksgiving? I know you're not the biggest Lions fan, but to go to a Lions game.
This is what you do, bro. Basically, you just tell them I got tickets a while ago.
Hold up.
And you just go.
Eli said, hell no.
I got the confirmation from Eli Banshee, who's also a Chaldean. Bro, I would never be able to go to a Thanksgiving game. That's what I'm saying. You're never going to be able to go to a Thanksgiving
game. I could just picture that conversation with
me. One of my brothers with me, or a friend or something, and we just go. I don't care if there's a gathering or whatever. After that, we celebrate the gathering. Most of our gatherings are at nighttime, too. They're not really.
If I lived in Detroit, I probably could have convinced everybody. He's like, all right, I'm going to buy everybody tickets so we can all go.
No, Malcolm, this is different. We have 30 family members.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's tough.
But most of the time, bro, our gatherings are at night. So, like,
mine is during the day. Mine is literally during like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, like as the game is going on.
Bro, one time I left. There was people at my house, and I got back. There was still people at my house. They waited for us to have dinner. It was the Eagles game.
Oh, that was a good game. That was Calvin's three touchdown game.
Calvin went off. It was against Chip Kelly. Like, Chip Kelly was awful.
Yes, that was an amazing game. Yeah, no.
So
like,
they literally waited for us to have dinner, which is awesome.
Yeah, just like Eli said, my parents would never live that down. Or not even my parents. I feel like it'd be my grandma. My Yuma would not be happy with this if I went to a Lions game on Thanksgiving.
All right, we have a speaker request. We'll let him up. Let's see what they have to say.
Eli!
What's up, Eli? Eli.
I just got to say, like, if I skipped our family Thanksgiving to go to a Lions game, whenever my family sees me, every time they see me, they will say, hey, look, it's the guy that cares more about a garbage football team than his own family. Look at him. He goes and he watches that terrible team instead of spending time with his own family. Look at him. Every time they see me, that's what they'll say. So it's just not possible.
Eli, you're a Pistons fan. So let's say if there was basketball on Thanksgiving, and it was like, let's say it was like as much of a tradition as like football as I could hear on Thanksgiving, would you ever be able to go to that game?
When I'm like a real like grown man.
Okay, yeah, but like at our age right now, because you're the same age as me, we would never be able to pull it off.
No way.
We would never be able to pull it off.
I wouldn't be able to pull it off at your age. It's not that hard.
I don't know, man.
How'd you do it? Did you fake your death?
They understand that this is like the Lions Super Bowl, basically, and I just go. If they want to get mad, they can get mad. I don't care. I just go.
Yeah, Yuma's not going to like that excuse.
No, Yuma didn't care, actually. Yuma wants me to have fun, so she didn't care.
I mean, I just wish I could, but there's just no way. I'm in a totally different state. For me to look at my wife and say, all right, babe, you don't have to do Thanksgiving by yourself. I'm going to Detroit. I'm going to watch the Thanksgiving game in Detroit. You're going to stay with the kids, and there's nothing you can say about it. I can just picture her throwing
Or Malcolm, bring the whole family down.
Yeah, why don't you just bring the whole family down?
And then
bring
the whole family down? Malcolm, we could do this year. Look, you guys can come down, and we'll have Thanksgiving dinner at my house.
That's a GoFundMe situation. Are you hearing what you're saying right now? That's 4 plane tickets, back and front. this is a GoFundMe situation.
I don't know, man. I just don't think I'd be able to pull it off at this age right now. I don't think it's possible.
Bro, it's not hard. You just pull it off.
And like my parents understand my fandom for the Lions. It's just I don't think it would work.
And you miss out on all the food. I mean,
that is true.
Bro, yeah. Eli, they wait for me, bro.
They wouldn't wait for me. They'd pack everything up.
Because like it'd be like me and my brother, or like me and like a couple of my brothers. We just go.
Hey, okay, so we got three Chaldeans here. Are we all in agreement that Thanksgiving is the best holiday?
No, not to me.
I think it's
Christmas
the best
for me.
I think it's the best holiday for me.
Christmas and Easter over Thanksgiving.
I think it's the best holiday because you're watching football all day and you're just eating bomb ass food left and right. And it, like, I could gain 5 pounds, I wouldn't even care that day.
What is my favorite holiday?
Mine is Christmas.
It's gotta be Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Does your birthday count?
Easter. I love Easter too.
Does your birthday count?
Your birthday doesn't count as a holiday.
Yeah, that's kind of selfish, Malcolm.
I mean, I'm just saying because, damn, I don't know. I guess Christmas. All right, that is a wrap of part one of our bonus content. We're going to be back shortly. We're going to have part two of the bonus content where we talk about some Lions topics. One of them being, would the Lions have a 1,000 yards receiver this year? We'll give our thoughts on that and some other Lions topics. Tune in. That episode will be out shortly. And with that being said, guys, we are out. Peace.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.